This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to this version of America Tonight. Kate Delaney is always happy to be your skipper. Let me tell you, I have to start with football. You know, because we do have nailed the score. Nobody nailed the score. The Packers beat the Dallas Cowboys 34-31. Boy, this was edge of your seat stuff. I have to say this. Aaron Rodgers is like, he's the hero. To win seven games in a row the way that he's done, when their season was on the verge of people wanting to see Mike McCarthy or talking about it anyway, the coach of the Green Bay Packers being booted out of the door. So Rodgers working his magic in the final seconds of the divisional round game in the NFL playoffs. I'd have to say he's right up there with Tom Brady from the Patriots as far as phenomenal quarterbacks. And just to give you a quick recap, as we do in politics, like say politics is like sports, it's about numbers and keeping score, and because it was our game of the week, it was our nail the score game, check this out. Mason Crosby, what he did, he is the first kicker to make two field goals 50 yards or longer in the final 2 minutes of a postseason game. He did it. He put the Packers ahead twice the last time was running out. Crosby entered the day, this is from Goat to Hero, he entered the day 0-4 on potential game-tying kicks of 50 yards or longer in the fourth quarter or overtime, and he made both of them. His first kick was a 56-yarder, third longest field goal in NFL postseason history, and then he made the second one, a 51-yard game winner. So it made the first time that he's made the back, you know, the multiple 50-yard field goals. So pretty phenomenal, and what a phenomenal nail-the-score game. Nobody nailed the score. So close, but nobody nailed it, and that's what counts. All right, let me give you just a quick recap on the other games. So the Falcons beat the Seahawks in the other game 36-20 in the NFC. The Patriots knocked off the Texans 34-16. The Texans weren't really truly ever in that game. And boy, the nightcapper on NBC, the Steelers beat the Chiefs 18-16. So that was another edge of your seat game. So a worth the price of admission, as they say. All right, let's jump back into this. See how we swing? Let's jump back into the politics of the day. And there's a lot to talk about as far as politics are concerned. And by the way, coming up next, we're going to get to the mailbag and so many of you hitting me up with questions. I'm actually broadcasting from Charleston, South Carolina. This is the first time I've actually been in Charleston, and I have to tell you, it's a pretty beautiful place, and there's, of course, a lot of history in Charleston. But all right, let's talk about, like I said, the big headlines of the day, the political headlines of the day, in talking about these next couple of weeks. And these next couple of weeks are obviously huge because of the changing of the guard in D.C. And I had an interesting conversation with, and I can't mention them, but an interesting conversation with someone who did massive business, just happened to have this conversation with them in South Carolina with Donald Trump. And we were talking about Trump and coming into Washington, and the person who had done a lot of business with him said they were not a fan, that business-wise they had made massive business deals, had done well, but they were not a fan of his character. They just thought he was a jerk and used stronger words than I can use on the show. But here's, now wait a second. So here's the part that I thought was interesting. But he did say, if there was somebody that could take a wrecking ball to Washington, D.C. and turn crap around on its head, excuse the language, if they could get all the all of what you've been talking about for a decade to me, about this politics same as usual and the game is controlled and it's Democrats and Republicans and sometimes they're the same and sometimes they're not, sometimes it's just nonsense and it's just all gobbledygook, not for the little guy, not thinking out of the box, blah, 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 just constantly marching to the drumbeat. He said, absolutely, it's Trump. So I thought, wow, that's interesting. So, okay, so you didn't like him as a person, but you're saying if there's somebody that could do something to change what's going on in D.C., oh, it's this guy. And to me, I mean, I took that as a positive sign, thinking this is the one thing everybody complains about, no matter what your politics, whatever label you slap on your head at the end of the day, you know, variations of, I'll call it just Republican, variations of Democrat, whether you're saying I'm liberal, I'm conservative, I'm a neocon, I'm, you know, we have all these labels because we slice ourselves into these crazy niches. I always say people forget first, are we all Americans? But, okay, we have these niches. So him saying that, and this is a guy, this is why I can't say it, who does, I'm saying massive business, did massive business with Trump, massive. And saying, I don't like him. I mean, I don't like him as a person. But, oh, my gosh, if there's somebody who could change D.C., boom, it's this guy. So there you go. All right, so quickly, and we'll weave this in throughout this, you know, throughout this hour, but here's some of what Trump has been saying. He's saying health care plans will have insurance for everybody. And Trump is threatening the BMW with border tax on cars built in Mexico. Because remember, this, he's sticking to this theme. Not president yet, but he's sticking to this theme of, okay, if you're going to do business outside of the borders, you know, with Mexico, then you're going to pay this tax. So the president-elect is warning BMW, the German car maker, that, yeah, there's going to be a border tax of, check this out, 35% on cars if you're building it at a new plant in Mexico and you're going to export it to the United States. He was talking in an interview with a German newspaper, Bild, famous newspaper, which on Sunday released little clips of the comments translated into German. A BMW spokesperson said that a BMW group plant in San Luis Postici, I don't know how you say it, SLP, would build the BMW 3 Series starting from 2019 with the output intended for the world market. The plant in Mexico would be an addition to three existing series production facilities in Germany and in China. And Trump said BMW should build its new car factory in the United States because this would be much better for the company. And, you know, he talked about, hey, Germany's a great car producer, but, you know, I'm sticking to the Mexico thing. He said that American automakers should start assembling motor vehicles in the United States if they wanted to do business in the country. And, in fact, I'll give you the, because, you know, everything's through Twitter. He said, this is what he said on the tweets. He said, we'll only get higher. Donald Trump will only get higher. Car companies and others, if they want to do business in our country, they have to start making things here again. Win. And, you know, however many people, 66,000 liked it. It was retweeted 13,000 times. You know, so there we go. Stick it to that whole thing. You want to do stuff in Mexico? Go for it. But you're going to pay these taxes. And there you go. And, you know, then there's this Trump is going to keep his, a quick side note, Trump, by the way, is going to keep his personal Twitter account but not use @POTUS. So the president-elect is indicating that he's going to keep his personal Twitter account, but he's just not going to use the presidential one. That was an interview he did with some other, I want to say it was the Times of London. So rest assured, Twitter will still be the a mode of communication. All right, swing with us. We got your thoughts next in the mailbag.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA, and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks, FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
You ever wondered what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong, and we all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school, morality had a future. And beef was for supper. Revelation, dawn of global government.
We're the solution. Americans, ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie. Info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie. Info. Let's fix it.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Dipping into the mailbag. It is full, full, full. Not a shocker. All right, so let's start off with our first one. This one is from Tom. Tom says, Kate, you know, I've been listening. I've especially been really pumping up my antenna, if you will, as to what's going to happen now with this new president. And I'm wondering what you think is going to happen with his relationship with the media. It's always interesting to see that dance, as you would call it, between the president and the media. I don't think any president is completely comfortable with it because they don't want to have to necessarily talk about whatever it is that's happening. And I don't know if it's be accountable to the press, but have to deal with that. Well, you know, it's a big question and nobody really knows the answer except for I did see this. I did see that they're discussing whether they should kick the press just completely out of the White House. There, of course, would be another spot for them. They would be at the White House Conference Center, which is near Lafayette Square, or in the old executive building, which is next door to the White House. I've seen it. This idea was kind of circulating, I think, a couple of weeks ago. Sean Spicer, who's the incoming White House press secretary, said there's been no decision. There's been some discussions about how to do it. Reince Priebus, Trump's chief of staff, pretty soon here, obviously, said that there are discussions about barring the press from the White House, but it's getting way out of whack. It's not like these deep discussions. And so some of the nonsense, I guess, is just ridiculous that's being reported. He was on ABC's This Week. He said he thinks people should be encouraged that there are so many people in the press that want to participate. You know, he said, so no one is moving out of the White House. It is whether you can fit four times the amount of people in the press conference, allowing more press, more coverage, all that kind of stuff. And getting it all out there. The thing is, they've got a room, and I've been in it. It's got 49 seats. So he said, we had a press conference the other day. We had thousands of requests. We capped it at 400. So could you allow more members of the media to be part of it? And they're discussing that. But if they do that to accommodate more media, then he is right. There'd have to be a bigger space. So, listen, is the message, whatever he's saying, is it going to be heard out there? Of course it's going to be heard. And there's going to be people that are going to say, well, that's controlling the message. And then there's going to be people that say, well, some of the stuff gets inverted, so now he can still do what he wants. I don't know. It's kind of intriguing. I will say this, and, you know, this is definitely the way I feel. You may hate certain things that are reported in the media. You may say, oh, these people are slanted. They are brutal. This is crap media. Or I like this media, blah, blah, blah. And to not be confused, and I know you all know this, but Sean Hannity, someone like me. Did you like how I put us in the same sentence? He's a nice guy, by the way. I've met him a couple times. Or whoever out there has a microphone. There's a difference between still a talk show and supposedly just, and this is the problem, media reporting on the facts. A talk show is opinion-based. So, dudes, I got to have opinions. You want to hear my opinion, your opinion. That's why we're in the mailbag. So talk shows are different. But the traditional forms of media where it's like who, what, where, when, and why. Here's what was said. Here's what's happening. Here's this. It's like all undergone this crazy sort of shakeup. And I think that's the problem. So that's the bottom line. That's why a lot of people bag on some of the media. Now, with the media also changing, with the new forms of media, old forms of media, all that, it, of course, it is increasing in size. So I don't know. We'll see what happens. All right. How about this from, this one is from Carrie, who says, MLK Day, Kate, what would Martin Luther King think of what's happening today? You know, Martin Luther King was all about, obviously, change, all about rights for all people. From, I wasn't around in Martin Luther King days, but everything that I've ever read historically or talked to people about or people we've had on the show who knew him, knew family members, you know, whatever. I think it's about, I think he would still be fighting for whatever, for what he thought was right, for equal rights, for pay, for, you know, everything and anything that has had to do with, you know, that had to do with people and being heard. So the legacy, I think, is what's interesting of Martin Luther King. And he was the American Civil Rights leader who was known for his role in the African American Civil Rights Movement and nonviolent protests. I mean, that's what he always wanted. So it's, and think about it. So we've had this national holiday now for a while. Schools are closed, public buildings. Like I was just reading today how many public buildings are named after him. I went to his memorial last time when I went around the National Mall, saw the memorials in Washington. And, it's just so interesting how he's been recognized over the years. Like, you know, I'll just say that. So I think he'd be disappointed in some lack of movement in some areas, and I think he'd be happy with movement in other areas. And I think he would just still be fighting for, you know, rights. That's what I think. Okay, how about this? This one is from Joey. Joey says, Kate, did you ever go to the circus when you were a kid? Question number one. Number two, how about Ringling Brothers closing? You know what? Somebody sent me a note about that. Oh, I did go to the circus when I was a kid. I loved the circus. And the Ringling Brothers Circus is closing. Yeah, 100 years they've been around. So what the statement was that came from Ringling Brothers was, I made the difficult business decision that Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey will hold its final performance in May. That's what the CEO said. He said the cost, the decline of ticket sales, made the circus unsustainable for the company. And that the transition of the elephants off the road, there was even a more dramatic drop in ticket sales. The elephants killed the circus, in a sense. And I get it, because people wanted to see the elephants, what they would do, loving elephants. When Ringling Brothers went into towns, it doesn't matter if I'm going to take big cities, if it was like Chicago, if it was Los Angeles, if it was New York City, wherever. And I think even in small places they did it. Here's what they did. The elephants would parade like downtown or whatever. So there's going to be 30 shows that are going to happen between now and May. You know, for years, the elephants were the spotlight, their dance, their routines, all of that kind of stuff. But because of the criticism from animal rights groups, they had to phase out the animal, the elephant acts altogether. And, you know, they even have a conservation center in Florida between Tampa and Orlando. But because of that, the outcry, the PETA, all that stuff, it's not happening. I don't know. It's a great question. How do you feel about that? Do you have those memories of the circus? And I will tell you, one of the things I remember about my mom is she took me to Ringling Brothers in New York. I've lived a lot of different places. I've seen Ringling Brothers in the Midwest. I've seen them. I've seen the circus. It's sad. It is. It's like a chunk of childhood getting thrown out. But if they can't sustain it, they can't sustain it. And if they were going to get all these fines and they changed the traditional lineup, this wasn't working. You know, the elephants do attract, especially kids. They did really cool things. So sad. That's the end. Here's what I would say. If you've never been to the circus and you have even a wee bit of interest and you have grandkids, you have kids, you're listening to me, you have whatever, go out and see it because this is it. It's not coming back. So you're not going to get to see that famous circus ever again. Go and see it. That's crazy, huh? 100 years. Things change, and then that's what happens. All right, let's go to one more. Okay, how about this one? This one is from Mary, and Mary says, Kate, I heard you saying on a show last week that Amazon was going to create all these jobs. Bravo. So Jeff Bezos may control the world, as you say, but at least he's creating some jobs. Yes, he's creating some jobs, 100,000 jobs, you're right. And I said, you're referring to the story where I was going to the airport and I saw one of the centers, the distribution centers. Man, it was like mind blowing. You know, we talk about the elephants going through town. It was like all these trucks lined up, boom, 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 boom. And this was early. It was like 6:15 or something like that. So all those new jobs in 18 months is great because people that are out of work are going to be able to, you know, they're going to be able to have a gig, and whew, I'm all for that. Absolutely. All right, remember, keep your letters coming, americatonight.net or Delaney Media Group at live.com. We're doing the numbers deal next here on America Tonight.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. Greens75.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Time for We Can Count. All right, let's jump right to the numbers. And we start with, oh gosh, there's so many numbers, right? Look around, numbers rule. I like math now. I didn't like math when I was a kid, but now I like it. All right, this is kind of a depressing number. I'll get this one out of the way. I just saw this in the USA Today. 8 men now own the same amount of coin wealth as the poorest half of the world. A top corporate CEO earns as much in a year as 10,000 garment factory workers in Bangladesh. The world's 10 biggest corporations together have revenue greater than 180 poorest countries combined. This was a study that was done by Oxfam, and the report was an economy for the 99%. It was released with these global leaders and business peeps traveling to Switzerland for the annual meeting of the World Economy Forum. It's a conference that's aimed at eliminating extreme income inequality. So that study said that the richest peeps, 8 people on the planet, are you ready for this? Imagine being the offspring of these people on the planet, have net wealth of $426 billion. Wow. That's a lot. That's a lot of money, isn't it? So Oxfam. So anyway, the study is the latest that they've released in a campaign for ways to reduce the gap between the rich and the poor. And, of course, they're calling on our new president and other world leaders to take action to reduce inequality and the extreme concentration of wealth. But you know what? I mean, here's the thing. Money makes money, right? So in a capitalistic society, in a free society, there's opportunity for people. I get it. You know, I get it when it's extreme. But here's the thing. If you have a CEO where the company is pumping, dumping, going, and it's being spread across on various levels, and this is not the case in many, many companies, and in some this is happening and does happen, well, the more money they make, the more the person at the top, of course, is going to get, especially if he's got a board, he's making money for the company. That's what they're hired to do. So eight men have as much wealth. Who do you think the eight men are? Bill Gates, $75 billion, Microsoft, Amancio Ortega from Sahara, $67 billion, Warren Buffett, of course, $68 billion, or no, $60 billion, Carlos Slim, Telcom, $50 billion, Jeff Bezos, $45 billion, Mark Zuckerberg, $44 billion, Facebook, Larry Ellison, Oracle, $43 billion, Michael Bloomberg, $40 billion. How about that? Now, this Credit Suisse report, and then we're going to move on, shows that Russia is the world's most unequal country, with the exception of Zambia in Africa. Russia's richest 1% of the population control, ready for this? We're not stunned by this, right? 74.5%. Whew. You said it again. 74.5% Russia. Not a great place to live. Duh. Okay, how about this? NBA is going to consider shortening games due to millennial attention spans. I mean, what I love is that Adam Silver, who's the commissioner, just looks at the generation and says, damn, you know, this is our game, and I'm not going to let it go down the tubes. I got to get, you know, my job is to keep interest there. So a 2015 study by Microsoft showed that the average person's attention span in this world of technology and social media is 8 seconds, less than a goldfish. So if you're an NBA fan, you are these long games, you're not going to sit through them or any of these sporting events. And what they're talking about is like timeouts. So in these situations where timeouts, the final 30 seconds of the last 10 minutes. So he did a press conference, Adam Silver, in London before the Denver Nuggets, 140-112, just decimation of the Pacers on Thursday. And he said that the league tracks the end of games, specifically the number of timeouts that are allowed, very closely. Said the NBA's competition committee is going to take a fresh look at game length and at the end of the season. And he says, you know, look, other sports are doing this too, the formats of the game, the lengths of the timeouts, all this stuff. And so they're saying, we're talking about doing that. And good for him, because they need to pay attention to it. Listen, they're a business. And if the business is getting, just like we said with Ringling Brothers, if the business is getting people to, you know, during our other segment, our mail segment, Ringling Brothers has been around for 100 years, closing, why people aren't coming, why partially because the elephants or whatever, you got to sell tickets. So it's the same thing with these sporting events, these athletes that make, you know, big salaries for these, and these teams running it, they got to have people watching. If they're not watching, then it's not happening, and they know that. So how do we keep up with the times? So I bet you they'll change that. Absolutely. All right, so let's move on to another one. Let's do box office. Been to a movie lately? What movie have you seen? How about this? Hidden Figures is making some money. $20.5 million. And it's about African-American mathematicians in the 60s space race. So you have, like, Octavia Spencer's in it, Taj Henson's in it, and it is making some noise, making some money. And then there's another one. There's the gangster thriller Live by Night that's made some money. There's Martin Scorsese's picture Silence, which bombed in wide release, so that's out there. Don't know if that'll pick up or not. I've seen some good Scorsese films. I guess this isn't one of them. But there's a lot of competition, right? There's probably some good movies out there you haven't seen. I want to see Hacksaw. You know, I haven't seen that yet. I just talked to someone the other day that said, oh, you got to go see it. It's just great. It's just a Andrew Garfield is amazing in it, and, you know, you need to go and see it. So that's probably going to be the next one that I It's probably going to be the next one that I see. Star Wars, I saw with my nephew a month ago. Rogue One, A Star Wars Story. Fourth, this past weekend with the box office bang. So how much has it made, though? The film is going to cross over $1 billion, they say. You know, anything Star Wars is just cha-ching factor is huge with Star Wars, right? I mean, just absolutely huge. Let's move on to another number. I'm actually kind of excited about this since I went down this pop culture route here for a second. You know, movies are pop culture, ones that fail and do well. I can't. Ken Burns, to me, is fantastic. If you've never seen anything Ken Burns has done, go look him up. And he does these incredible documentaries. And so this documentary that's coming out is about Vietnam. It's a 10-part, 18-hour documentary. It's a series. It covers all aspects of the Vietnam War. And he did this with the Civil War. Now he's doing it with this one. And I can't wait to see it. It's coming out in September. And it he's been working on this for 10 years. And he said, if nothing else, Vietnam, I know this is going to resonate with this audience, Vietnam will remind people that the past is like the present. And he said many of our divisions were born in the military, political, cultural, social, familial conflicts that surround Vietnam. And, of course, Vietnam War, 50, here's your number, another number, 58,000 Americans died in the Vietnam War, and he says it's possible that some people in our country's current polarized nation, which of course we are, will react negatively to the film, but he says he's more hopeful that the film inspires people, and it has all aspects, so it's not leaning any way, that it just has everything in it that's happened. I can't wait to see it. I think it's good. I think he's right. The past, the present, everything comes full circle. I want to see his offerings on this one for sure. When we get closer, I'll remind you, and hopefully we'll get a chance to talk to Ken Burns. It's been a long time, but we've had him on the show. So I would like to talk to him about it. Absolutely. All right, let's move to another big numbers thing here, including, how about this? I don't know how many of you have trucks. I have relatives that have the F-150s. A couple of relatives do, for what they do for their job and just liking it. So Ford says it's going to update. Anytime you mess with people's designs, Ford says it's updating the look of its F-150 pickup. So it's going to have a redesigned grill. You know, this is just 2 years after launching this all-new version of it. And they say the refresh is pretty evident for all you people listening in Michigan. That Dearborn, Michigan's based automaker is committed to continuing to invest heavily in the F-Series truck because, you know why? It's the most popular in the United States. You knew that, right? So when they call it mid-cycle, they refresh the model, and it's just tweaks, like a redesigned front and grille and wheel options and colors and technology and all of that. I mean, it's got to be crucial for them. This is, I just got to say, this number to me is huge. 40 years best-selling truck. 40 years. That's a long time, my friends. All right, that's it. And maybe they just had the Detroit Auto Show. I heard it was pretty phenomenal. Okay, that wraps up another version of We Can Count Odds and Ends coming up on the flip side at the tail end of this version of America Tonight.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it.
You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Just like there was another version of Wheaton Camp. So that means it's fresh, it's new, it's big, it's bad, it's bold. No, it doesn't mean any of that. It just means that it's odds and ends. So odds and ends, what is the current buzz? I always say America Tonight is about what is the buzz across the land. What are you and I talking about? We're talking about Trump, the inauguration, that's coming up. We're just a handful of days away from that. Wow, hard to believe. It's a week of, as I saw in the Drudge Report, you know, it's true. It's a week of history because here we go again. This is a new kind of president. This is new. So here's a couple of quick fun facts for you for odds and ends. There was a dress rehearsal for Donald Trump's inauguration. So army band members stood in for Donald and Melania Trump, and they dressed like they had the red tie, the suit, the white coat, all that kind of stuff. And they do the little walk coming down the steps because they got to make sure they got it all right. And then you've got the rehearsal on the Capitol East front, and that happened on Sunday. And they have thousands of white chairs laid out for the guests across the National Mall. Hundreds of thousands in the crowd will come there. 250,000 tickets have been sold for the, or allotted for the event. It's not really sold. And there's space for another 500,000 to stand behind the ticketed area. Starts at 9:30 Eastern on Friday. There's a bunch of performers. It's traditional for the president-elect and his wife to go to a morning service beforehand. And that's how it works. So it's here. This is part of the pomp and circumstance, I guess, of it. I guess that's the way to say it, right? Pomp and circumstance of becoming the president. It's the swearing in, the familiar clips that you see of all the presidents in the past. And now it's going to be that 100-day thing. You know, what's going to happen in the first 100 days? Is the media going to get booted, as I said at the top of the show, to away from the West Wing? Is access going to be different? But more specifically, media access isn't top on the list. It's Obamacare, what happens with insurance, what happens with Mexico, and what happens with the problems with illegal immigration, you know, that kind of stuff. By the way, the inauguration committee raised $90 million to cover the costs. $90 million. Wow. Isn't that crazy? It's just so mind-boggling. You have to have these private donations for all of the balls and everything that goes on. So it's the most any president has raised for inauguration. It outpaces the amount collected by Obama's two committees, $55 million in 2009, $43 million in 2013. So like half a million from Chevron, a million from Boeing, AT&T, that kind of thing. So this is what happens. The committee has 90 days after the January 20th inauguration to reveal the rest of the donors, but that's a couple of them. And they haven't, you know, provided details on some of the specifics, but they will. And that, you know, massive crowds, the kind of day that you have, you gotta have the money to do it. And you have to raise it through private funds. I just gotta say, wow. I just didn't realize it was that big, I suppose. Okay, so now the other thing becomes who's skipping the inauguration. At least 20 Democratic folks are planning on skipping Inauguration Day. It used to be that whether how you felt about the president or not, you just were always there. So, like, Congressman John Lewis, a Democrat from Georgia, he says he's an illegitimate president. He's not going to go to the inauguration. He's certainly not the only one. He's one of the more vocal ones, but he's not the only guy that's not doing it. Others that aren't going to attend include Congresswoman Catherine Clark from Massachusetts. These, again, are Democrats. I'm giving you some that you may recognize. Adam Smith from Washington, Barbara Lee from California, Yvette Clark from New York, Mark Ticano from California. Well, you get the idea. So there's just a list of people who say, yeah, we're not going. We're not going to the inauguration. And there have always been people that, it just seems like there's people that just go no matter what. I guess I'll say that, right? So this is odds and ends. Odds and ends. Okay, if you missed this, I've got to throw this out there because we will have another edition of Week in Count. It'll happen on Wednesday into Thursday, so mark that down. Everett, Dan, Pete, all of you out there, Sharon, and anybody who's emailing and anybody else who's calling in, creme de la creme. Notice I didn't say grim. Okay, so Tom Brady's New England Patriots and the Steelers are the AFC Championship game. The Green Bay Packers play the Falcons in the NFC. That is your four teams that are left. AFC Championship game and your NFC Championship game. And I've mentioned this already. It was so incredibly close. The games over the weekend. So bravo. Putting an interesting product out there. At least I don't know. It feels like it's when it's close. All right, for odds and ends, I used to live in California very early in my career. And the sea lion population when I went to Monterey was incredible. And you think, oh, sea lions are so cute. Not so cute when there's just hundreds of them everywhere. And in Newport Beach, this is just a funny story, they say a juvenile sea lion was so happy to be rescued after getting hooked by fishing gear, it jumped into the Coast Guard boat, and they tweeted out pictures of it. It was the cutest thing. I'm just throwing this out there. So the sea lion posed for all these pictures, and the animal was handed off to a crew from the Pacific Marine Mammal Center. So they bring the sea lion to its rescue facility. It gets rehabilitated and released. For anybody who's listening to this saying, oh, what happened to the sea lion? They rescued the sea lion. I don't know. It's just kind of an interesting story, isn't it? All right, let's dive into, because again, this is odds and ends. Anybody watch pro wrestling? Remember a guy named Superfly? Superfly is dead at the age of 73. You would know his face. So the former pro wrestler died 12 days after a judge dismissed a murder case against him in the 1983 death of his girlfriend. He was 73 years old. The Rock tweeted something out saying that our family asked me to share the sad news that her dad, Tamina, asked me to share the sad news that her dad, Jimmy, had just passed away. And he said, you know, rip, Superfly. And if you ever back in the day watched, you know, and I guess he had stomach cancer. If you ever back in the day watched wrestling, I know my brother occasionally would have it on. I'd be like, oh, who's that guy? You know exactly who he is. Okay, let's give you another one. How about this? There have been reports about this, and I checked with somebody who was covering it in San Diego, and there's, I think, probably big stories now written about it, but how about this? Mexico's unfilled border tunnels, they're saying, are a security risk. No kidding. You should see the tunnels that are dug from Mexico into San Diego, especially, so that you can curry drugs, smuggle things, whatever. And Mexico hasn't fully sealed up the border tunnels that are dug by these drug smugglers. And it obviously is a security risk because it's an invitation for cartels to come up with new tunnels and new ways. And, of course, they're going to do that. On the U.S. side, drug tunnels have been filled with concrete since 2007 after the L.A. Times, reported they were being left unfilled because of budget constraints with the Customs and Borders Protection. So Mexico say they don't have the money to fill the tunnels. Some have ventilation, rail systems, contraband that you would not believe that goes hundreds of yards under the border. And it allows traffickers to just dig a new entry point to access the passageways, and smuggler's paradise, right? What a way to end this version of America Tonight. But I want to thank you, the woman over there and that guy in the back. Yeah. Thanks so much for listening to this version of America Tonight.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. Bookstoreontheseine.com.